Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, groomer Joey Villani, news director Lori Brooks. And now, from the Red Barn Studios, here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
If you love your animals, or just love animals in general, this is your show, and especially this hour, Denise James, the animal enthusiast, I've been instructed to call her, will be joining us. And what is her specialty? She just loves animals, and she loves to talk about animals. You couldn't get her to stop talking to you last week on the phone about animals. Called you up and just yapped for
us. Yes, we just talked and talked. You know, the animal is a connection that you have with other animal lovers. It just brings everybody together.
It is, and it's nonpartisan.
Yes.
You don't have to be red or blue. You can love animals either way, and it does bring everybody together. And that's kind of nice.
I agree.
Yeah. If you want to celebrate your animal, we'd love to hear from you from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. The AVMA has just released the latest stats on pet ownership and veterinary care. This came in this morning to my email box, so this should be pretty new. Pet ownership, and this is no surprise, pet ownership is on the rise in the United States, with dogs leading the way and large increases in the number of less traditional pets like lizards.
Yes, I would have to agree.
And poultry. They put poultry here. I think they mean chickens, don't they?
Yeah, chickens are real popular now.
A lot of people are getting chickens not only as pets, but for the eggs.
Yeah.
Do you see chickens there at the office?
We do, and I'd have to say the majority of them are pets, believe it or not. So they may also, you know, collect the eggs, but a lot of people really are drawn to having them as pets, and they keep them oftentimes even indoors, that they have just these cool little personalities. And I'd have to say in my office, granted, my office, we see exotic animals, so the proportion's different, but we see, I'd say 15% of our caseload is exotic species, and maybe 70% are dogs, and the other, I don't know, 15% or so would probably be cats, I guess.
Why do you think more people are choosing these exotic animals over cats and dogs?
I think a lot of reasons. Sometimes space limitations, you know, living in apartments, young folks that, you know, maybe don't want to be tied down, want to travel, and they can have a pet that, you know, can be fed every couple days, or maybe that, you know, doesn't require a lot of cost of upkeep with boarding the animal somewhere. And I think some of it is just cool. It seems that younger people are interested in things that are different than them, things that make them question and learn. And I think that's one of the big attractions with younger people now, is that they're really just like, wow, this is just a really interesting thing to learn about this lizard that came from South America and how it lives and how I can best take care of it. And I think that's very inspiring for them.
Sure. If you missed last hour, we talked about opossums, and the young lady who had her own opossums, Leah Murray. That's a very exotic animal. So going back to this survey here, nearly 57% of U.S. households own a pet. 57%.
Wow, more than half.
That's big.
Yeah. So what do you think are the top pet-owning states? I'm going to let you y'all guess there, because I think you're going to be wrong.
I'm going to say California.
And I'm talking about the top pet-owning states.
Yeah. I'm going to say Florida. Or California. I'd have to say those two.
I was going to say Florida next. Yeah. And then I was going to say New York.
You see, that would all make sense because these are highly populous areas in the country.
Yeah, but they're warm. You figure people would get out with animals.
And, okay.
I don't know.
Well, it happens to be that the top pet-owning state with the most households that have pets is Wyoming.
What?
Wyoming.
Really?
Followed by West Virginia, Nebraska, and Vermont. So I guess, and my first thought there is that maybe they're including chickens. They're including all of the animals
that... Maybe horses and stuff like that is
perhaps
my thought.
What do you think is the lowest state of pet ownership?
Nevada.
Really?
I don't know. I think... No, I'm just joking. I don't know.
North Dakota.
Yeah. Rhode Island actually tops the list.
That's a small state.
It is a small state, followed by South Dakota.
Do they do it by percentage-wise?
Yes, they do it by percentage-wise.
Really? Wow.
And then followed by New Jersey, Illinois, Maryland, and New York. But, you know, obviously a lot of people, New York's a tough state to live with animals.
Well, see, I know, but you see them all walking down the sidewalk with their little fancy pooches and stuff.
You do.
So, in the movies, they all have animals.
This research just came out from the AVMA, and what research we have from this that they've shared with us, we'll post over at the website, and you can see how you fit in wherever you are across the nation as a pet lover. We know you're pet lovers, and that's all that matters, and thank you for coming here and listening to Animal Radio. Let's go to the phones. For Dr. Debbie, we have a medical question from Leona. Hi, Leona. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Where are you calling from today?
Bayport, Michigan.
Bayport, Michigan. Getting cold up there, I bet, huh?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we'll send our warmth your way. What's going on with your animal? I have the doc here.
Hi.
He's like 8 years old, and he got cataracts in his eye about 6 months ago. I took him to the vet, and they said the other eye was totally clear. That one was really bad, so he gave me some kind of drops to put in there. Now, it's like 6 months later, his other eye is just totally cataract.
And the vet
told me it's like $5,000 for surgery. And I was wondering if there was any kind of a veterinarian school or anything that would do it at cheaper cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that definitely is a very big surgery to have done. Let me ask you also, so you took the baby to the vet. Did they check him for diabetes?
Yes, they did. He doesn't
okay.
have it.
Okay, fabulous. Because that's one thing we talk about with cataracts when they develop is very commonly, especially in poodles, we can often see them secondary to diabetes.
Yeah,
but they can happen on their own, definitely. Now, and how is your doggy getting along with those cataracts? How's his vision and how's he maneuvering?
He's walking into walls and everything.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah.
Okay. And that's the trick is with cataracts, with some dogs, when it's gradually develops, they can actually maneuver pretty well as long as they don't change their world and change their environment. If they're a little bit more sudden in their onset, then it can be a little bit more of a shock to the system for them to get used to the world that they live in without vision. But, there are many dogs that can do wonderful with cataracts and the lack of their vision. So you had asked as far as, cost-wise, and if there's a low-cost option for that. And in Michigan, I can't say whether a vet school would necessarily be cheaper, but they are teaching hospitals, so that, might be something to look into. And I do know that there is a Michigan State that you might want to check into. I think it's in East Lansing, Michigan. So, but I certainly couldn't comment whether or not they would offer low-cost surgery. But when you're having this type of surgery done, I think we all have to recognize cataract surgery in dogs is done by board-certified veterinary ophthalmologists. So the average doc like myself can't do this. It takes special equipment, special training. So it does tend to end up being a pretty big ticket item. But that being said, in a specialist's hands, this kind of surgery can be wonderful. And in many cases, I know our local veterinarians that do this, 80 to 90% of the dogs have fabulous return to vision. So it has its great benefits there. Now, some options you might look into, and they have served us well here in Las Vegas, there are some different funds that may be available for your situation. If the ophthalmologist is an AHA certified hospital, they may have the Helping Pets Fund, and that is something that you would have to apply to, get approved for, show financial need, and in many cases that can help offset the cost, or even in some cases cover the cost of some of these surgeries that are kind of a one-time big ticket item. There's some other funds out there called the Pet Fund, as well as some others. So if you Google that, if you have computer access, there may be some of those options that can help you, see if your baby can restore some vision. But if not, Leona, there are a lot of doggies that can do well. I have some tips with that. You want to make sure you don't change the household environment too much. If you have runners or carpets, area rugs that help with the texture and the feel, a blind dog will find their way around better if you can give them a sort of path to follow. And that might be by texture, by a rug. It can also be by scent. And I had one client who recently used lavender and vanilla to help guide the dog to certain areas in the home. So they kind of scent marked where the food bowl was. They scent marked where the door was with different scents. And that actually helps the dog find her way through the home. So, all's not lost if her vision is lost.
That's what I was really worried about, because we live on 44 acres, and I'm afraid of her going out in the, because it's like wooded. I'm afraid of her going out in the woods and getting lost. I'm about to find her.
Yeah, and I'd have to say a blind dog has no business being out in the woods alone. So that is a lifestyle adjustment. Yeah, you have to make that conscious decision for her, and I would not allow her unsupervised outside. That just, there's too many things that could happen. And just like people in, you know, suburban areas, pools, horrible thing for a dog with limited vision. So you really have to have safety steps around that. So yeah, no, I'd say you're going to have to be her special caregiver and make sure that you have an indoor environment. You can keep her safe.
Yeah, well, I started tying her up, you know, putting her on a chain when she goes out.
I'm not a fan of tying her up, Leona. I'd say keep the baby indoor or find her like a way you can create a dog pen for her, because that can be very frustrating to be tied up, especially if you have limited vision and you can hear things, but you can't really kind of figure out what's in your immediate environment. So it will take special care, and it will take you kind of figuring out what can work for her in her home environment. But I think you have to kind of think of her as a special needs dog at this point, and you can't treat her like you used to treat her or you would treat another dog. So keep that in mind as you're taking care of her and, you know, giving her the care she needs from here forward. So I hope that's some help for you, and, you know, check out some of those funds and, you know, call around. There are certainly other board certified veterinary ophthalmologists in your area. So you're a consumer, and pick up that phone and check those out. Thank you so much for your call, and give that baby a pat on the head for us here at Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey, everybody, this is Brett Michaels, and I just want to say, you, right now, want to take... Wait, give me the line again. My brain skipped.
Brett Michaels...
I just had one of my brain hemorrhage brain farts.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Trust me, it's me. Go ahead.
Animal Radio. Brett Michaels, Animal Radio.
You got it. I knew the Animal Radio. Like, okay, here we go. Hey, this is Brett Michaels. You're listening to Animal Radio, and take care of your pets. They will rock your world.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. That's 800-451-4807.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Happy holidays from your friends at Fido Friendly Magazine. The fall winter issue is available now for your dog to sniff out all the great Fido Friendly hotels and great products to set all tails wagging. This is the must-have issue of the year. So subscribe today at FidoFriendly.com with code HONEY and get a 15% discount. Make this a gift for an additional $10 for your Fido-loving friends, and have a Fido-fabulous holiday.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.